Meanwhile, in Denmark, there are plans to dig up thousands of dead mink culled to prevent the spread of the coronavirus after the animals started to rise out of their mass graves. Hundreds of bloated mink corpses have emerged from their burial sites, prompting Danish media to dub them zombie mink. Now, earlier this month, the government ordered all farmed mink to be culled after finding that 12 people had been infected by a mutated strain of the virus that causes COVID-19, which passed from humans to mink and back to humans. Some 17 million mink were gassed and buried in trenches in a military zone in the west of the country. Well, for more on this, we're joined now by our Denmark correspondent, Kevin McGuinn. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning.
This is a pretty gruesome story. What has gone wrong here?
I think probably what happened is that this was just a matter of rushing to try to find a solution to a problem that that the government at least felt needed to be taken care of pretty quickly. They buried mink from farms that either had infected mink or were in an area with infected mink into trenches in two areas, and in one case the trench was only a meter deep and buried and covered with sandy soil. And of course, when animals putrefy and then decompose, they give off gases and they start to swell, so they started to press up out of the ground, and created some unpleasant pictures. But it also brought to light the fact that burying mink in sandy soil in a country that gets its water from underground aquifers was probably a bad idea. So they're kind of trying to come up with ways to rectify the situation.
Right. So this is more than just something which is horrible to look at and to see, but something that could be an environmental issue.
Both environmental and a health threat. One of the areas is fairly close to a lake. It was supposed to, the trenches were supposed to be dug 300 meters from a lake where people swim in the summertime. It turned out it was about 200 meters away, and they're afraid that the nitrogen and the phosphorus that come from the rotting mink will leach into the lake and make people sick. And if they have COVID, then is that going to be in the water when people go swimming there? So, you know, a little bit of public fear. It may or may not be justified, but, you know, the thought of going swimming in a lake with rotting mink nearby is probably unpleasant for most people.
So what's the solution now?
The solution right now is to try to find the best solution, because there is no good solution. They're looking at, obviously, they won't leave them where they are. The best thing to do would be to incinerate them, but that has some logistical challenges. They have to get them to the incinerators, and they have to dig them up in the first place, get them to incinerators. And that requires permitting, and that requires some logistical challenges. Some have suggested incinerating them on site, which is also a bit of a challenge. The other probable, most likely solution would be to rebury them in lined pits, like in a landfill, for example, that has a lined pit with a membrane, so any leaching and anything that leached off the mink wouldn't leach into an aquifer.
Is this hugely embarrassing for the government?
It's become a farce because it's just sort of a comedy of errors. The culling of the mink in the first place, whether you considered it required what necessary or not, it was done before they had the legal, they had a law in place that allowed them to do it. And so there's been a scandal upon scandal with whether they had permission and what to do with them. So there's been protests. Farmers have protested because they're unhappy about having their animals taken away and killed.
And so the media, see the media is having a bit of a field day calling them zombie mink.
Yeah, obviously the sight or the thought of corpses coming up out of the ground, that is a pretty grotesque or entertaining thought, depending on how you're inclined.
Just in terms of those who are perhaps not familiar, the mink industry is quite a big deal in Denmark, is it?
Denmark is one of the biggest exporters of mink fur to the world market. You mentioned 17 million mink here in a country of 5 million people. And it's sort of a quiet industry. Few people realized how important it was, or how many people it employed. But the culling has pretty much destroyed the industry entirely. They don't expect to come back at any point.
Kevin, thank you for that update. Kevin McGuinn there, our correspondent in Denmark.